Okay, this is Curtis Brown. I had a call, a first session call with the COIN group, and we went through the week one materials, and the entire team was on the call, including the manager, Jaron Singletary. By way of overview, we talked about getting back to what you enjoy, giving clients the best experience, and referencing the videos and the training materials and the manual. And also that in this phase of coaching, there's no more A, B, C, and D clients. Every client gets the same level of service. We talked about the minimum service level and the service model, 12-4-2. 12, each client receiving 12 contacts per year, 4 appointments, with 2 of the appointments being in person or reviews, and the other 2 reviews being by phone, a financial plan and intergenerational planning, a 1-hour response to problems with a 24-hour resolution. Now, in order to deliver the service model, you have to get down to your core. We have to determine what that is. So in this introduction to segmentation, we talked about getting down to your core and the 80-20 rule, Pareto's rule. 20% of your clients deliver 80% of your business. So you need to determine what your best clients and who they are. And we have 9 screens for that purpose. And we'll cover those momentarily. We also got into discussing the minimum and the max. The absolute minimum is the real average of your practice. These are the number of relationships that you keep. And we deem this as 100 household relationships. Now, for example, we like to have an ideal number is probably more like 85, but 100 per team member is what we look at. Then we look at the target minimum, which is the average of the top 20% of the 100 that you keep. The ideal is who you want to be referred to. Now, what you want to do is, if there's someone in the mix that where you have a huge 401k or you have a client with $25 million, take them out of the average to get at your target minimum. So the target minimum is what you're going to tell your centers of influence. And we're going to talk about how you cultivate these centers of influence on subsequent calls. Exceptions can be made between your absolute minimum. So for example, if your absolute minimum relationship is $1 million and you want to target 2.5, then you have to avoid accounts below your absolute minimum. The maximum refers to the maximum number of accounts that you will work with. Every client has relationships that are related to a primary client relationship that they have to deal with. In order to have the primary relationship, you got to deal with Uncle Joe or Aunt Susie, or you may have to deal with the children. We classify these folks as butlers. They receive a different level of service. They receive, you know, 4 contacts and 1 appointment. After all, they may later be inheriting assets from the primary relationship. So you want to make sure that you're in good with those clients. But these butlers cannot exceed 20% of your book. Now, we want to free up your time, and that's why we are organizing this so that you can deliver on the service model and begin to grow your base. So less is more. Now, we've identified, 8-9 client screens. And these are the screens that determine whether or not you will keep a client relationship. So the first one is to look at accounts by production. That's just one. You don't use one element of the screening process to eliminate a client. I want you to look at this holistically. Look at the second point is the value of the assets. Are these assets in motion or are they stagnant assets? So you want to look at the value. Not all $1 million relationships are the same. The third is likability. You know, is this somebody that you enjoy speaking with, or do you have a little call reluctance, like you're dreading to speak with this person? So likability is one of the screens. The other is trust. Can you trust them? Do they trust you? Okay. The fifth is they accept your recommendations. You know, you don't want clients getting into the habit where every time you are making your recommendation, they ignore you. So they've got to accept your recommendations. The sixth is profitability. This is critical to where you spend your time, what your billable hours are, and you deserve to be paid. And so you have to look at a relationship in terms of its profitability and ability to generate revenue. And the seventh is there an opportunity for future growth? So you may have the medical doctor who's got the emerging practice, not exactly where he needs to be, but you know he's going to get there because he's a surgeon. So perhaps you keep that relationship because of the opportunity for future growth. And then are they a center of influence? Do they have access? And can they refer business to you? And kind of the number nine is looking at folks within your client base and determining whether or not they can be a potential center of influence. So the rationale for introducing the service model to clients is that you want to improve the quality of the client experience. So why schedule appointments? You know, that objection may come up. You value their time. They've got to value your time. You want to be courteous. You want to be able to discuss action steps. You want to provide an executive summary, which we talked about on the call. Second is why once per month? And I gave you an example of the client who sold a business in between when the financial advisor made a contact. And then the next contact was 4 months later. He sold the practice for five months and for $5 million. And sometimes clients may get divorced. They may have an illness occur. There's marriages that take place. There's divorces that take place. And so by staying in contact, you become aware of changes in financial position. Or they may have received, a sum of money, a pension payout, what have you. But you want to stay on top of that. So you want to have organized communication. It's agenda-based, meaningful conversation where important issues are discussed. Okay, and as you know, busy people schedule everything. And this eliminates one of the biggest time wasters, which is phone tag. So don't be concerned about not having enough to talk about. We will help you establish agendas, and we discussed, for example, long-term care being an agenda item. Okay. So stair step to the stars is basically you elevating the relationships. You know, maybe your minimum starts off at $1.5 million and it grows to 2.5 million. And you will have to make that determination in terms of client value on a periodic basis because that's how you continue to maintain the number of relationships you work with and grow your client base. And we'll talk about this in more detail. Okay. So those were the elements that we discussed on the first call. Thanks for your attention to detail. Jaron provided his input on things as well, and we articulated some homework assignments for you to get your arms around prior to the next call. So review your training manuals before each call. Take a look at the videos to get yourself an idea of the topics that are going to be covered. Okay, look for these calls to be more interactive, and thank you so much for your time today. Goodbye.